KQEN.
It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there. Yeah, we're a day early because of the week schedule. It's Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert, our local real estate expert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And this has always been one of my favorite weeks of the year.
Yeah, 4th of July week. Now you got fireworks, you got family, backyard barbecues, and hopefully, nobody deciding the roof is the best place to light fireworks, or I get to report on it.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. I'd much rather see people enjoying their backyards than calling their insurance company on Monday.
And really, holidays like this are kind of a good reminder about why people get homes in the first place. I mean, up the road, nobody remembers the interest rate they locked in. They remember the cookouts, the birthdays, the holiday traditions, and all the memories they made with family and friends.
That's exactly right. We help people buy and sell homes every day, but what we're really helping them find is the place where life happens. So 20 years from now, people won't remember the countertops. They're going to remember watching fireworks from the deck, teaching their kids to ride bikes in the driveway, or hosting that Thanksgiving for the first time. So those are the memories that make a house feel like home.
Now, before we get too sentimental, let's talk about what happened in the real estate market this week. What stood out to you?
Yeah, so the biggest headline is that inventory picked up. We had 60 new listings this week compared to 50 last week, so that's a 20% increase. Buyers have more choices right now, which is something we haven't been able to say very often over the last few years.
But pending sales, though, kind of went the other direction.
Yeah, they did. Pending sales went from 60 last week to 35 this week, so at first glance, that seems like a big drop, but it's important to keep the calendar in mind. We're heading into the 4th of July weekend, and holiday weeks almost always slow things down a bit as people travel and spend time with family, so 1 week doesn't make a trend.
Yeah, anything else that caught your attention?
Yeah, expired listings. They jumped from 3 last week to 19 this week, and that's pretty calm at the beginning of the month. But what this does give buyers is a reminder that they have options, and it reinforces something we've been talking about for months. Pricing and presentation matter. Homes that are priced correctly and marketed well are still selling. Homes that miss the mark are having a tougher time.
Yeah, and I've also noticed fewer homes came back on the market.
Yeah, that's another encouraging sign. We went from 22 homes back on the market last week to 14 this week. So that's suggesting more transactions are making it all the way to closing instead of falling apart.
And closing stayed strong.
Yes, they did. 41 homes closed this week compared to 37 the week before. So even though pending activity slowed heading into the holiday, buyers are still making purchases and transactions are continuing to move forward.
So if you had to sum up this week's market in one sentence, what would it be?
So I'd call it a healthy summer market that's settling into a more balanced seasonal pace. Buyers have more choices. Sellers need to be more strategic. And that's creating a healthier environment that we've seen in quite a while.
Now, summer has always got this reputation of being the busiest season in real estate. Is that still true, or is today's market a little different?
Yeah, so it's still one of the busiest times of the year. We just came out of June, which is typically the highest number of pendings month that we see all year. But the holiday weeks like this one have their own rhythm. So people are traveling, spending time with family, and enjoying the summer. So real estate doesn't stop. It just pauses and slows for a few days before picking back up.
So if somebody has their home on the market this weekend and slow down a bit, then they shouldn't panic.
Yeah, exactly. One holiday weekend doesn't tell us where the market's headed. So buyers are still looking. They're just balancing home shopping with summer plans. And sometimes those quieter weekends can actually work in your favor because there's less competition.
Yeah, that's interesting. So there could actually be an opportunity in a slower holiday week.
Yeah, especially if you're a buyer who's prepared and the right home comes on the market, you may have fewer competing offers. And for sellers, my advice is simple. Don't take your home off the market and don't stop preparing for showings. It still only takes that one buyer to fall in love with your home.
Yeah, great advice. Now, speaking of homes, buyers are going to want to see. Let's take a look at some of the newest listings around the county this week.
Yeah, so we've got a nice mix and something for everyone.
So let's start with a home that's perfect for somebody looking for maybe a low maintenance living.
Yeah, so Sabrina Schecksnyder and myself just listed this condo at 1487 Northeast Four Seasons Drive in Roseburg. It's $315,000. It's a detached condo with 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and 1,500 square feet of comfortable living space. So the really cool thing, it's got this open floor plan with the corner gas fireplace. The nice thing is the huge deck. The current owner expanded the decking, so you got lots of decking for patio furniture, potted plants, and it's very private. You've got a vaulted primary suite with double sinks and that soaking tub, and it's really convenient location in town. Check it out.
All right, now let's take a look at something in Sutherland.
Yeah, 1203 East 2nd Avenue is offered at $398,000. So you're going to see a beautifully maintained single-level home, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's got wood floors, vaulted ceilings, granite countertops, and the hard-to-find gated RV parking. It's got some storage sheds and a greenhouse and a dedicated garden space. So listed with Tracy Grubbs at eXp Realty.
And what about something a little newer?
Yeah, so 330 Will Way in Winston. It's offered for sale at $509,999. 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It was custom built in 2014. Has that vaulted ceiling, floor-to-ceiling stone fireplace, your open kitchen that a lot of people are looking for, RV parking, and a 3-car garage. And this home is listed with Shea Martin at United Real Estate Properties.
And I see you've got a pretty incredible luxury property for the week.
Yeah, so check this out. If you've been looking for space, privacy, and an amazing shop, you're going to want to check out 174 Wood Duck Lane in Roseburg. This is out west in Garden Valley. It's offered for sale at $970,000. It's just on just over 1.5 acres in the Meadows subdivision, and it's got 2,200 square feet of living space, vaulted ceilings. It's got a really cool covered deck, the full length of the house, and this heated and finished 36 by 65 shop, complete with a loft and an office and a paint booth area. The car lift is negotiable, so if or available for purchase outside of closing. So if you're a car enthusiast, need room from hobbies, this is it. It's also got RV parking, solar panels, and it's on a quiet cul-de-sac, listed with J.D. Marr at All Pro Realty Advisors.
Wow, what a property. Now, definitely something for everybody in this week's lineup.
Absolutely. And if you know, schedule a showing. Don't wait too long to go see one of these houses.
All right. And if you'd rather spend part of your holiday weekend seeing homes in person, some open houses.
Yeah, we do have some open houses. So, you know, out in West Douglas County, out in Umpqua, Friday, July 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m., you can tour 10024 Hubbard Creek Road in Umpqua. It's $580,000. So this is a chalet-style home on 5 acres. We got privacy, country living, and it's a reasonable drive to town. This house, open house, is hosted by Madeline Morris with J-Man Realty. And the house is listed with Shay Ellison. Shay Ellison.
All right. Now, if acreage is on your list, you've got another opportunity for the 4th of July.
That's right. So Saturday, July 4th from 11 to 2 p.m., you can visit 6404 Looking Glass Road. It's $925,000. It's got 30 acres with incredible privacy, room to roam, and plenty of possibilities.
All right. And Sunday, a couple opportunities?
Yeah. In Hughcrest on Sunday from noon until 2 p.m., 1044 Northwest Kring Street. It's listed at $539,000. It's 4 bedrooms, 2,200 square feet. So check out 1044 Northwest Kring from noon until 2 on Sunday.
All right. And what else do you have?
And then Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m., stop by 422 Oak Valley Loop in Winchester, under $500,000. So right at $499,900. It's a single-level ranch-style home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, low-maintenance living.
All right. So walking through homes a lot of times, even if you're not ready to buy, it seems like that's one of the best ways to really understand the market.
Completely agree. Every home you tour helps you better understand value, features, and what fits your lifestyle. Then when the right home comes along, you're going to be ready to recognize it.
All right. If people want to get connected with you, tell them how.
Yeah, you can give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or in person at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right, that wraps it up for this week. The podcast will be up shortly at 541radio.com. Local Real Estate Today, and it's 9 o'clock.